Good afternoon and welcome to episode 7 of Ours to Protect here on LMFM. Later we'll be hearing from the European Commission on how it can help Ireland to reduce bottlenecks in planning permits for renewable energy projects. But first, businesses in Louth and Meath that switch to solar power can expect their new energy system to pay for itself in 3 years, 2 years ahead of government predictions. Funding packages of between €2,700 and €162,000 have been introduced to encourage more businesses to install a solar PV panel system. According to the Department of Environment, Climate and Communications, the grants, operated by the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, will support 20 to 30% of the investment cost, reducing payback to as little as 5 years. But Adrian Casey, the co-founder of Swift Energy, one of Ireland's leading solar PV firms, says some businesses could see payback in 3 years.
Yeah, so on average, we are seeing now with the grants typically a payback of about between 4 and 5 years. So previously it would have been between 6 and 7, but now with the grant, it is between 4 and 5 years. And the payback is really dependent on obviously the roof structure itself, the orientation, the pitch of the roof, the electricity rate that the business owner is on, and also how much of their solar PV they can consume on site. And we are seeing examples where that payback can even drop to as low as 3, 3.5 years, depending on their consumption patterns and their electricity rates. So the key with solar PV is to try and use as much of that solar in your property as you can, rather than exporting it to the grid. And if you look at businesses that are typically running 7 days a week, for example, forecourts that might have big refrigeration costs, they're obviously using a higher amount of their solar PV because they're there on Saturdays and Sundays. And those businesses, you know, if they're on an electricity rate maybe of 35, 40 cent, they could see their payback go below even 4 years. But it really is dependent on the business themselves.
So what exactly are the benefits of switching to solar?
Yeah, so the key benefit for solar PV is the reduction in electricity bills. So at a time of, you know, high electricity rates and high inflation and business costs, solar PV can significantly reduce the electricity bills for a business owner, anywhere really from probably 30 to, you know, 60% of their electricity bills can be reduced by solar PV. And as well as that, you know, there is a big push obviously at the moment on the climate, and businesses can see themselves as, you know, forward thinking businesses in the climate space by reducing their carbon emissions significantly.
Planning permission for solar PV is no longer required for rooftop systems unless the install is located in a solar safeguarding zone. These are areas located near airports, helipads and aerodromes. However, you will need to notify the ESB of your install for safety purposes and to allow you to export to the grid if applicable.
Yes, so with any solar PV install, you need to notify ESB of the solar PV being installed, and your installer should be submitting that form for you. So it depends on the actual size of the install. There's different types of applications. So if it's up to a 50 kilowatt inverter, you submit an NC7 form, and then from 50 to 200 kilowatts, it's an NC8 form. And then based on once that application is submitted, ESB will then come back and confirm the amount of electricity you can export to the grid.
Firms which decide to install a new solar PV system can also benefit from the Accelerated Capital Allowances Scheme, whereby the cost of the system can be offset against profits to reduce companies' tax bills. According to Adrian, a 30-kilowatt system will reduce CO2 output by roughly 10 tonnes per year, or 300 tonnes over the 30-plus-year lifespan of the system, the equivalent to planting 2,800 trees. Also this week, the European Commission said it can help Ireland to reduce bottlenecks in planning permits for renewable energy projects. That's according to the head of the Commission's body that helps member states to improve the quality of its public services. Mario Nava is the Commission's Director General for Structural Reform and Support. He says Ireland's access to wind, waves and occasional sun provides big potential for renewable energy. According to Mr. Nava, Brussels can provide the expertise to help countries like Ireland speed up planning permits for renewable energy projects.
What we do is to go into each and every member state, look at the, let's say, at the journey of a permit, and try to understand during this journey of a permit, where are the roadblocks, and then see which roadblocks may be justified, because one cannot exclude that some of the roadblocks are there for justified reasons, and what are the other roadblocks that we would advise the member states to remove. And by doing that, the member states then follows up on our advice.
And that's all from episode 7 of Ours to Protect. Join us again at the same time next week.